This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. U.S. policy in Iraq. It's the focus of an independent panel called the Iraq Study Group. It's co-chaired by former Secretary of State James Baker, a Republican with very close ties to the Bush family, and former Congressman Lee Hamilton, a Democrat. The group's suggestions were not supposed to come out until sometime next year, but they are coming out now, or at least the group's current thinking is beginning to leak out. Doyle McManus is the Washington Bureau Chief of the Los Angeles Times. His story on what the Iraq Study Group is thinking is the lead in the paper today. Doyle McManus, welcome back to Day to Day. And remind us, where did the Iraq Study Group come from?
Well, that's an interesting story, Alex. The Iraq Study Group was launched early this year by members of Congress who were afraid that the Bush administration wasn't looking hard enough for alternative policies in Iraq. And initially, the Bush administration wasn't very enthusiastic about it, but eventually, as it became clear it was going to happen anyway, the president said yes, he was glad to have this group together. In fact, Secretary of State Baker, former Secretary Baker, went in to ask him for his endorsement and got it. And so, whether it really wanted it or not, the administration got this independent review panel. But now that things in Iraq have gotten a little bit worse, the administration seems to be warming up to the idea at least a little bit.
I'll just note a couple of people on here. The panel's members include the former Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, former director of the CIA Robert Gates. I mean, this is a high-level group. And what are you learning about what the group is prepared to recommend?
Well, the group asked its experts for a set of options papers to give them the full range of possibilities on Iraq. At one end was a paper that called for basically a continuation of the current policy. They sort of threw that one away. At the other end was one that called for an immediate withdrawal from Iraq. They threw that away, and that gave them, in effect, two alternatives in the middle, two options for either tweaking or seriously changing American policy. One of those calls for withdrawing American forces gradually, probably to bases in other countries, and in effect getting out of combat in Iraq, staying around to strike at terrorists, potentially to do some training, but basically it would be a phased withdrawal. The other one, the more subtle option, is one that calls for American troops to stay in longer, but calls on the administration to shift its emphasis toward diplomacy and specifically to bring in Iran and Syria, two countries that the Bush administration has not wanted to get involved in Iraq until now.
At the end of your piece in the paper today, Doyle, you quote, I believe, a member, a panelist of the Iraq Study Group saying, "We have spoken with administration officials." It seems to me you're implying that these are senior administration officials, cabinet secretaries of that ilk. And the panelist concludes from these talks with these officials, they know things are not going well. They don't know what to do.
I think the administration officials would quarrel with that characterization. But yes, the participants in this group have talked with cabinet officers. They've talked with commanding generals in Iraq. They spent 4 days in Baghdad, and they have come away with a sense that the current policy in Iraq isn't working and that a significant change is needed. And it may turn out that by next year, the Bush administration will find that this panel that it had not designed in the first place turns out to be kind of a useful instrument for getting both Republicans and Democrats behind a new set of options and for giving President Bush what you'd call political cover, maybe a more comfortable way to make some changes.
Doyle McManus, Washington Bureau Chief of the Los Angeles Times. Doyle, thank you.
Thank you, Alex.